Hello?
Hello, is this Steven?
Yes.
Hey, Steven, this is Charlie. I mean, I don't know if you remember who I am, but I actually talked to you a couple months ago about helping you get on the first page of Google. You had mentioned that you were in a contract with somebody else that you were actually trying to get out of.
Yes.
Yeah. Where?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever get out of that mess?
Yes.
Yeah. So, almost, but yes.
You're still in it?
Yeah, but I have, my attorney has canceled it and we're just negotiating money right now. So I'm actually in the process right now of looking for someone to host my website because I don't want to lose it. I want to keep the website that I have.
Who is it made by? Do you know?
The marketing company that I hired, Fly Paper Digital, made it.
Yeah, I mean, like, in a sense, like, do you know if it's, like, made through a company called Wix? Is it made through GoDaddy? Do you know what platform they made it on, or no?
It wasn't GoDaddy. I think if you look it up, man, it actually tells you. Hang on, let me look. Do you do any hosting?
We do hosting, but usually we do hosting for websites that we build. We've never really took on a website like that because other companies use other platforms, and if we're not integrated with that platform, it doesn't gel. So the only person that hurts is you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to find your website here. Is it up and running, or did they have to take it down because it's not?
It looks like they took it down.
Yeah. So typically what happens is when you're not on a server, like a platform or anything like that, there has to be a hosting fee, right? With any company you go to that builds your website, they're going to have a hosting fee for you. I don't know how that works. For if somebody can just host your website, because it's tough because they're going to have some kind of correlation of building it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the tough part. But you got everything though? You're out of the contract. You still keep your Google Business profile and everything like that, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do this. Call me at the same time tomorrow and I'll have everything squared away. And we can do some business.
Sounds good. Okay, tomorrow.
I had no idea that my website was down until I just went to look at it, look for it.
Yeah, still, I mean, I'll do some research here to see what you have. I mean, I know you have, do you have a Facebook? Actually,
yeah.
I see your website right here. Hold on. Let me see something. Yeah. Look it up for you. No, your website's up. I see it.
It's rehconstructionnwa.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
up. I see it. I see the homepage, the remodel, the concrete, handyman service, about, contact.
Yeah.
I click on your Facebook. It sends it right on over to your Facebook page, to your RAH Construction NWA.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's up. It's running.
Okay. I wonder why. A second ago it said website not available. I don't know what the fuck, but so that's it. And
cool. So let me see. Powered by. Oh, it's powered by Flypaper. I don't know if we do integrations with Flypaper. I mean, Flypaper would just host it if you could just get them to host it. To be completely honest, it's up and running, so they haven't canceled your service altogether, right?
No.
So your service is still with them at the moment.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how it would work with your website, to be completely honest, especially with you transferring the website, because it is by Flypaper. So
yeah.
If it was built by Flypaper, Flypaper would be able to host the website, so it would just continue to keep on running. Now you would have to pay what's called a hosting fee, but that's what you would pay to Flypaper, basically.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, like if I go over to your Google's up there, you have your logins and everything from there. They gave that back to you.
Yeah, I've got all that.
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah, so everything looks like it's still up and running. And you're rocking and rolling. How far do you usually go out for business, though? Do you do the whole state of Arkansas, or do you dip into Oklahoma as well?
I do dip into Oklahoma a little bit because I'm in northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville. Where are you located?
We're located in California, so Fountain Valley.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I just asked that so I could give you a point of reference. Like, I basically do a 80-mile radius of area code 72701.
72701. Okay. 80-mile radius.
Yes.
Okay. And you do all kinds of remodel? Do you do new construction as well, or just do remodel?
Yeah, I haven't been doing a lot of new construction just because I did it for several years, and to be honest with you, there's more money in home repair and remodeling than there is in new construction. And we've been doing, like, I would say on average right now, we've been doing 60% decorative concrete and 40% everything else.
Okay. Decorative concrete. Nice. And then 40% everything else, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm on your website, so I see flooring installs, countertop installs. You guys do bathroom remodels?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool. And then exterior, painting. And then concrete is the big one, I'm guessing. That's the biggest one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Oh, I like that Razorback on there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're a Razorback fan.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just saw that. I was like, that's pretty cool. All right.
Yeah, actually made that with a concrete stamp and then hand painted it.
Really? Yeah, I see the picture on the concrete. That looks really cool. Somebody was just a big Razorback fan, or you did that yourself for your own?
I did that actually for my ex-wife's house, so. We were married at the time, but.
Yeah, something to remember you by, though.
Exactly. Yep.
You're like, you know who put that there? That's hilarious. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if you're – when I had called you, you know, you were in the whole mess of trying to get out of there. I knew you were in like a 6-month contract or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything we do here is just month to month. There are no long-term contracts because of that reason. We like to prove it to you each and every month that we can get you the results you're looking for. Now, we do just ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because we say that 30 to 45 days, we'd be able to get you on the first page. So that's when you're going to start seeing the maximum results. But we do help you with Facebook as well. So anybody searching your services on Google, we'd be able to retarget them on Facebook.
Right.
And then we integrate you with Alexa and Siri. So anybody can do a hands-free device if they're searching with that. They'd be able to find you on that first page. And then we have a custom tracking system for you. So we put it all into one place so you can log in and check how things are going week to week, month to month. So you'll be able to see how well your Google business profile is being listed, how many clicks you're getting from Google and Facebook, and then you'll be actually able to track the calls coming in from Google as well. Now, that's a good deal right there, and this is why you'll love it, is because if you see that you're getting a lot of, let's just say, bathroom remodel calls, well, now we can change it up and we can say, hey, let's go heavy on the bathroom remodels for this month and let's make sure that we're populating in the areas we want to. So that way that's a hot deal right now, right? Especially with
right.
the weather change. I'm sure you go more right. indoors than
right.
you do outdoors.
Yeah.
So it's very seasonal as well. Yeah. So it's very seasonal. Yeah. I'm sure like summer and spring, you're more outside concrete and then winter, you're inside with like flooring, kitchens, bathrooms, right?
Yep.
So it's very customized to just how you want to be found. And then, like I said, it's just communication as well, right? So as long as you're giving us communications like, hey, this is coming up, right? We're coming into the winter here. We're going to slow down on concrete. I would like to start targeting this right now so we can get some jobs, which is like bathroom, flooring, kitchens like that. And we make those changes for you. You just call us and then we make those changes. It's very, like I said, it's very custom to your preference of what you want to target. And then obviously the services that you want to be found for. So if you don't want to do all the services that your website offers and you just want to focus on a specific niche for that, you could say season, we can do that for you as well. It just depends on what you want to do on that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know we talked pricing last time. I'm going to stay true to what I quoted you last time, even though I know it was like 3 months ago. But
and you're going to have to tell me what that was again, because I had flipped since then. So
yeah, it was a while ago. It's all good though. So usually what we do is we, if you were to buy this from our website, it's, $599 with a $299 service fee. Okay. So out the door would be $897 or something like that. But I know last time, we gave you, it's what's called a legacy rate because you've been in business since 2004. So anybody that's in business, 10 and above years, we have what's called a legacy rate. Last time I gave you a $300 credit. So I actually cut that in half for you. So it would only be $299 month to month. Now there is a one-time setup fee just for to do the onboarding call, the programming for us as well. It's a setup fee of $99. So for the first month would only be $398, but then month to month after that would be $299. Now again, Steven, there's no long-term contracts. There's no early termination fees and you're not paying per job. You're paying just a flat rate. So that way you can populate on that first page of Google and then get those retargeting ads out on Facebook. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm interested in proceeding with that. Do you want to, would you shoot me an email that says all of that and gives me an invoice to pay and a time that we can set it all up?
Yeah. So I can send you an email right now. How it'd work is I'd actually just take form of payment over the phone. Get that going for you here. Create your account here as well. Now, everything gets sent to you in writing as well. So your invoice would get sent to you on a breakdown of what the $299 comes with, and it'll allocate every dollar where it's going. I also take you through a voice verification for your protection as well. That will be sent to you in writing also. And then I set up a security question for you so that way every time you call in, we would ask you that security question. So that way we always know it's you calling and you know that it's us calling you as well. It's just for both of our protections. But that's how that would go. Now, once that's secured and your listing secured with us, I take everything we talked about. So the zip code, the 80-mile radius, the remodels, the concrete, and then obviously, you know, the services that you offer. I send that over to my tech team and I schedule a meeting for you that's best. Now that's the long meeting that they're going to go in deep detail. They're just going to make sure that they have everything correct because they want to make sure that you get the best results as fast as possible. Right. I do want to say though, the Google will take 30 to 45 days. Like I said, the Facebook will be up in 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
And then that tracking system that we're going to build for you, that's custom for you, Steven. So that's going to be done within 5 to 7 days. We're going to email you the credentials for that. So you'll get a login password and then your password and username for the login, and then we'll also send you the link so you can start tracking everything going, okay?
Okay. One question about that. Does that utilize my phone number?
What was that?
Does that utilize my phone number?
For what?
For the tracking purposes and everything.
So the tracking the calls, we would put on your Google Business profile. It's what's called a Google phone number. Now, all it does is when they click that, it just transfers straight to your cell phone, but it does track the call. So it's able to record the call so you can listen afterwards and see like if that was a qualified lead, if that was somebody that's looking for concrete or for anything like that. If you don't want that, you don't have to have that.
Yeah, my deal is, I mean, I wouldn't mind to have that if it utilizes my phone number.
Yeah, I know. It's tough, but the only way is Google wouldn't be able to track it that way because they wouldn't be able to have a recording based off of just your phone number. Does that make sense? They would have to set it up in their way.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I would just prefer to leave it as my phone number because I have found that I get a lot of repeat phone calls.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if something happens down the road and I drop the service and then that phone number goes away, then my past customers can't
get you. Yeah. That's a good way to think about it. Yeah, we can keep it that way. I can just tell my tech team, hey, just leave that off, and they won't have that on. Now, everything else that's trackable, that will be in an app for you, so you would just be able to download the app with the credentials in there, and then you'd be able to track everything in just your local Splash app. That's what we're called, is local Splash.
Okay, man, that sounds great. So let me just pay you. Can I pay you the $299 right now, and we can set something up?
Yeah. So let me just make sure I have everything correct because I want this to be as smooth as possible. It'd probably only take around 10-15 minutes, really quickly, and then I'm gonna send everything over to my tech team, and then we'll be good to go. And I'll set a meeting with you tomorrow for tomorrow.
Okay. Can you give me just 2 minutes to run in and use the restroom?
Yeah, no problem. Okay. I'm just going to grab the information from your Google Business profile, and then when you come back, I'll just verify it with you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. So
yeah, you can put me on hold.
On hold for a second? Oh, okay, man. Yeah. I'm actually just going to set the phone down and run in this gas station. I'll be right back.
No problem, man. Okay, so we have... copy website, which is already up and running. Okay, beautiful. Who was my opener on this one? It was Max, huh? It was. So, $398. Boom, 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 boom. Excuse me. Okay, so he's got on here remodeling services. He does interior, exterior. Exterior remodel, bathrooms, kitchens. You got drywall, painting. Flooring. Countertop install. And then much more. Also does concrete. Oh, also Lee, also does them 24/7 emergency services. Nice.
Hey, man, you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Yeah, sorry, man.
No, you're good. I know. When you got to go, okay. You got to go.
Yeah.
It happens. No worries. Okay, so I got everything from, like, your services you offer and everything like that, and then the radius. I just want to make sure I have the business address correct. So what is that? Because I just have the city, Arkansas, and then the zip code.
Okay, so I have what I use a P.O. box. It's P.O. box 323.
Okay. Google won't allow the P.O. box. They just want to verify that the Google business listing is
okay.
Correct. So what's the actual address for your,
So 329. Garnett Fort.
You say Garnett Fort?
Yeah, Garnett Court.
Oh, Garnett Court.
Yep. And number four, Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72701.
Okay. And you said number four, is that a apartment or a suite?
Yeah. Yep. Apartment.
Okay. Apartment. P4, see if that works. Okay, and then I have your Google, your website here, so that way, that's a nice website too. I'm glad you got to keep that. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then for your first name, Stephen, is that your biological name is Stephen?
Yes.
Okay, and is in, I just want to make sure I spell it right. Is it S-T-E-V-E-N?
Yes.
Okay, I know some people spell it with a P-H, so kind of throws people off. All right, Stephen, what's your last name?
Hulsey, H-U-L-S-E-Y.
Hulsey, okay. And then what's the email address to send everything to you, invoice, also, like I said, voice verification, everything like that?
sholsey@outlook.com.
sholsey@outlook.com. Okay. And then for your, I just want to make sure for the business phone number for your customers to call you, this 479-530-9400, that's the perfect number to call you?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then is that still a good contact for us to contact you as well, just for like updates and everything like that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. All right, let me just make sure I have everything correct here, because like my father says, do it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again. All right, here. So you already have a website, which is great. Okay. Okay, and then I have that. Okay, Stephen. Okay, so for the investment today, are you going to be using a business credit card, a business debit card?
Credit card.
Okay, credit card. Is it going to be the RAH Construction LLC on there, or is it just going to say Stephen Hulsey?
It just has my name.
Okay. Okay, and then is that one connected to a P.O. box, or is it the same address you gave me?
That's the same address I gave you.
Okay, and then is it a MasterCard, debit card, Master, Visa, Discover, American Express, Visa. Okay, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Yeah, 408-9920-2306-5909.
Okay, can I read that back to you really quickly?
Yep.
Okay, I have 408-9920-2306-5909.
That's correct.
Perfect. And then for the expiration date?
8/28.
28. And then the security code on the back?
325.
Okay, and then Stephen, I'm going to set you up with a security question here. So, like I said, you always know it's us calling, and then we always know that it's you that we're talking to. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. You could have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or what's your first pet's name? Which one would you want?
Let's go first pet's name.
Okay, what was your first pet's name?
Maverick.
Maverick. Was Maverick a dog?
Yes.
Awesome. What kind of dog was Maverick?
He was a mutt, man. He was just a little
okay.
bit
of
everything.
Was he a big dog? Are you a big dog kind of guy, or are you a small dog kind of guy?
I'm sorry, you broke up.
Oh, I said, are you a big dog kind of guy, or are you a small dog kind of guy?
I really like labs, and
okay.
right now I have a blue beaver, so.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. I always grew up with either a big dog or a medium-sized dog, so we either had,
yeah.
like, you know, Cocker Spaniels all the way to, like,
yeah.
a Doberman, so.
yeah. Yeah.
So that's the type of dog that I always grew up with. So I'm not really into like the little tiny, tiny dogs. I'm just like, man, I want a dog
where
I can roughhouse with.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have everything set up here for you, Stephen. I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification before I do any type of purchases. Now, like I said before, it's going to be the $299. With the $99 setup fee. So for the first month, it's going to be $398 and then $299 month to month after that, okay?
Sure.
Okay. I just want to be upfront with you about everything. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through this. I'm just going to go through this. If you have any questions or you don't understand anything, just let me know and I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I do make the purchase, okay?
Yep.
Okay, Stephen, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
RAH Construction NWA.
Nice. Please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Holsey, owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Nice. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Stephen, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, and it's Maverick, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're driving right now, but that number's going to be an 877-635-6225 number. I'm going to email that to you, okay? And then that's going to be what my tech team is going to call you on tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 17th, in a non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number, 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so Stephen, I'm going to make the purchase right now for the $398. And then what's a good time tomorrow for you to sit down with my tech team? It's going to be around, I would say around 30 to 45 minutes, maybe an hour if you have extra questions.
Let's shoot for 2 p.m. Central Time.
Okay. Man, you really put me in a bind there. Okay, so my tech team goes to lunch at 12 p.m., so that would be 12 p.m. my time. Can we do 3 p.m. your time?
Yes.
Okay. 3 p.m. works, so that would be 1 my time as well. Okay. So everything went through on my end. You did receive all your invoice and email. It went all to your email. So the invoice, everything that's the breakdown from what's going to happen with the $299 month to month. Also too, you have that voice verification in writing. And then I'm going to send you a Google Calendar email for tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Time. Okay.
Okay.
Now just give me one sec because I'm going to do that. Where are you right here really quickly? And then, and I know you're driving. Are you almost to like your destination?
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay. Reason why I ask is because we sent you a text. That's just our terms and conditions. I just need you to sign that as well. But I obviously don't want you to do that while you're driving.
So how do I sign it, man?
So what's gonna happen is you would just open that up. There's a text message that has the link that my.localsplash.com.
Yep, got it.
Oh. So there's just a button down there that you would click that says you're the card authorized holder, and then on the bottom it says sign your name. You would just click that, type your name, and then hit confirm. And then it's going to take you to a login form.
Yeah, I think I hit the wrong link. So it says local / Google verification?
Yeah, you hit the wrong link.
Okay. You did. Think of that.
Okay, be careful, please.
I'm good. Steven, get this. We just please reply to email we just sent or fill out the form here.
Okay, let me see here what we sent you. So it says,
I got three text messages from you. So
yes, I'm sorry. So
it says,
Steven, thank you for choosing Local / We sent a copy of your invoice. Yeah, so that link right there, click that. On the bottom, there's a little checkbox there that you would just check off to just say that you are the card authorized holder. And then you would just sign your name or type your name.
H-L-S-E-Y. Confirm signature. Okay, now it took me to a sign-in page.
To a sign-in page. Beautiful. Okay, so that's going to be that tracking system that I talked to you about. So we're going to build that back-end piece for you. So you're going to get an email with the username and password for that, and then we're also going to send you a link so that way you can get back to that page. That's going to be emailed to you in around 5 to 7 days. Okay, now everything's set up here. What I'm going to do is I have all my notes here from what you and I talked about. I'm going to ship this off to my tech team so that way tomorrow at 3 p.m. your time, they're going to come and they're just going to verify everything and then get this ball rolling to populate you to that first page, okay?
Okay, man.
Okay, do you have any questions for me or anything like that at this point?
No, I don't right now, man.
Okay. Everything's taken care of, so everything's in your email. And then I do want to say welcome to Local / Steven. We're going to treat you like family, and we're going to get you on that first page, and then you'll have a better experience with us for sure. Okay?
Okay, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and then drive safely, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.